You're listening to SBS News.
Rasha Daniel has been a Fairfield resident for 16 years. After migrating to Australia from Iraq in 2002, she has devoted most of her spare time to volunteering in the community.
Love to help others and do things like just that's my passion.
The mother of three embodies some of the most common characteristics of the Fairfield local government area. That's something which should be celebrated, according to Dr. Andy Marks, director of the Centre for Western Sydney.
Higher rates of volunteering in Fairfield than most other places in Greater Sydney. Higher rates of unpaid care as well. So they're very community-focused and they're very giving and generous.
But the community of almost 200,000 people is under the harshest restrictions so far as the government battles to control Sydney's latest COVID outbreak.
It's very tough, very hard seeing, you know, everyone, like especially now, everyone at home. On top of that, 3 days now non-stop, the helicopter going around, day and night.
Fairfield is one of Australia's most ethnically diverse areas. The last census found the parents of 78% of residents were born overseas and more than 75% spoke a language other than English at home. It's also home to the largest settlement of Assyrian refugees. The state member for Fairfield, Guy Zangari, says that contributes to the area's vibrancy.
It's a melting pot. It's a big mix of great people who work hard.
Family and a strong connection to the community are hallmarks of the area. The number of people living under the same roof is on average higher in Fairfield than the rest of Sydney. Dr. Liz Allen, a demographer at the ANU, says high prices in Sydney are partly to blame.
Housing affordability has indeed increased the need for people to combine resources. So we see the rise of things like multi-generation households.
The median age in Fairfield is 36 years old, younger than the Sydney average. 56% work full-time with 28% employed part-time. The majority of the workforce is employed in supermarkets and grocery stores, hospitals, cafes and restaurants, banking and road freight transport. Mr. Zangari says that's why it's impossible for most people to work from home.
If it wasn't for the Fairfield community working very hard in places like Smithfield, Yennora and Wetherill Park in those distribution hubs, let me tell you, a lot of people in Bondi, Cronulla and Mossman would not be eating.
Dr. Mark says COVID has exposed the area's social inequalities and offers an opportunity for government to address disadvantages.
Fairfield should be our greatest asset in Sydney. It's not a COVID problem child. It is a great asset that we can learn from.
While coronavirus has robbed Fairfield's streets of its usual character for now, Rasha says its resilience will ensure it returns safely.
They're a very strong community and I think they will do good, amazing job.
Catalina Flores, SBS News.